Well, you take all my money and you treat me like a child, like a child.
Some odd years ago. I ran away for the first time. When I was only 4 years old, I'm a freeborn man. Born with homies on my back. I know every inch of a highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is a special episode of Odds and Ends, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Silas. Usually I host a show on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. With my co-host Eli Marcus, but tonight I'm just subbing for someone who's on break. So I took the opportunity to have a little solo show, and because of that, I'm going to play some of the stuff that I don't usually play on Odds and Ends. Usually we keep it pretty miscellaneous, you know, hence the name Odds and Ends. Tonight we're going straightforward bluegrass, because I'm quite a bluegrass fan, but I don't play it all too much. So I figured Monday night at 1 a.m. with probably no one listening, and without my regular co-host, perfect opportunity. So I hope you guys enjoy. That first song was Freeborn Man by Tony Rice. Next up, we've got Uncle Pen by Bill Monroe. Bill Monroe, of course, I guess some people call it the inventor of bluegrass. Seems weird to call a person an inventor of a genre of music, but that's sort of his legacy. So let's hear some of that.
Come from far away, they danced all night till the break of day. When the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Pin was ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill of the town, Uncle Pin played the fiddle on high with rain. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. An old piece he called Soldier Joy, and one he called Boston Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lynn. To me, that's where fiddling began. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill above the town, Rock a Pin played the fiddle on high. It would ring, you could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Forget that mournful day when Uncle Pin was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, and knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill above the town, Uncle Pin played the fiddle on high. It would ring, you could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Thank you. like John Henry all day long, Lord, Lord. Gotta do my time. Gotta do my time. With an aching heart and a worried mind. Just a few more days. I'm gonna settle down and quit my rowdy ways, Lord, Lord. When I've done my time with that gal of mine. For me, when I've done my time.
That right there was Doing My Time, another Tony Rice song. But I played it right after that Bill Monroe song, because I don't know if they wrote it or just performed it, but two pickers that played with Bill Monroe, Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatts, they split off from Bill Monroe because Bill Monroe wanted to keep it a little more traditional. He wanted to keep it like very, he wanted to keep bluegrass within what he had created, and Scruggs and Flatts said, nope, we're going to go do our own thing. So they started the Foggy Mountain Boys. And one of their biggest songs was Doing My Time, which then was performed by Tony Rice, of course, which we just heard. Absolutely love that song. You can really hear Earl Scruggs' banjo style in that song. It's just like driving the song forward. I really love it. Next up, we're going to hear Angel Band by Olden in the Way. Olden in the Way, it's like a super group, including Jerry Garcia. I'm blanking on everyone else's names, but the one I wanted to point out was Vassar Clements. He plays the fiddle on this song. Oh, and also Jerry's playing the banjo in this, not guitar, so it's kind of fun to hear Jerry doing something else. But anyway, Vassar Clements, listen to his solo in this. In bluegrass, usually the solos are for the most part improvised. And Vassar Clements was just a master improviser. And what he does with the fiddle in this song, I think, is just absolutely beautiful.
Wings to my
Beautiful stuff. Next up, I'm going to play one that's not on Spotify. I'm actually going to play a song from a concert that I went to by this sort of, I guess, up-and-coming bluegrass guy, Billy Strings, who I just think is really onto something special. He does this just... I mean, he's an incredibly accomplished, like, bluegrass player. His band is incredible. But he's doing this... I'll play more of it later, but doing just incredible mixes of straightforward bluegrass and then also a lot of, like, covers of, for example, Grateful Dead songs or, like, country standards or, you know, like, Johnny Cash songs. And is, like... I've been to two of his shows now, and he really, if anyone has a chance to go and they like bluegrass or they like any of that jam band type music, he's really one to watch. Just an amazing show. But for now, I'm going to play the one that they opened with at the first show of his that I went to, Old Home Place. It's a cover, but some pretty straightforward bluegrass, so you can hear his skills on this one.
Thank you.
Well, I've been hanging out uptown, Lord, in that low-down rain, watching Good Time Charlie friends as they're driving me insane. Up on shady Charlotte Street, Lord, the green lights look red. I wish I was back home on the farm, Lord, in my feather bed. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, and hell on Church Street blues. Yesterday's news, I folded up page 21 and stuck it in my shoes. I gave me a nickel to the poor, my good turn for the day. I folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Guitar strings, old black diamond brand, I'd string up this old Martin box and go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here in the pick and sing a while, try to make me a little change and give them folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, the hell on Church Street blues. Myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, hell on Church Street blues.
I don't think I realized how much of this playlist was going to be Tony Rice, but as it should be, because Tony Rice is just one of the most incredible guitarists who've ever lived. Just insane. I'm taking guitar lessons this semester, and I have to do a personal project and, like, play some songs. And so early on in the semester, before I sort of knew how much progress I could reasonably make in these lessons, I played for my teacher that song, Church Street Blues by Tony Rice, and was like, maybe I could do this as my project. And he just started laughing, because Tony was a master, and that's one of his best songs. And I'm not that great at guitar, so there was no question I was not going to get there. But maybe someday. Before that, we heard Lost Indian by Norman Blake and Tony Rice yet again. Norman Blake, also an incredible guitarist. But now we're going to do a little PSA. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I don't know if that's an old one or if they all say Tufts Educational Radio. I've only ever heard Freeform Radio. But yeah, cover up those cameras. A little harder to do that now that we are all on Zoom. Although, less so now. But yeah, if you're not, cover up that camera. All right, next up, oh my gosh, we haven't heard any Doc Watson yet. We have our first Doc Watson of the show today. Doc Watson was the guitarist that got me into bluegrass. I just find the way that he plays just so, I don't know, mesmerizing, touching. And on my last show of my regular program, I played the song that got me into Doc Watson, Matty Groves. So I'm not going to play that today, but I'm going to play his cover of House of the Rising Sun with Richard Watson. And then that's going to be followed up by Deep River Blues by Doc Watson and his son, Merle Watson.
Down in New Orleans, they call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy and me, oh God, I'm one. Mama, she worked for a tailor man. She sold all my new blue jeans, and my daddy was a gambling man in the town of old New Orleans. Shuffle them cards, Richard. The only thing that around her ever needs is a suitcase or a trunk, and the only time he's ever satisfied is when he's on a drum. Boys, fill up your glasses right to the brim, let the drinks flow merrily round. We'll drink to the health of a round rambles from town to town. Now, fellas, don't believe what a bad woman tells you, though her eyes be blue or brown. Unless she's standing on some old scaffold high, then, fellas, they won't let me come down. Tell my youngest brother not to do the awful things that I've done, and to shun that old house down in New Orleans that they call the Rising Sun. Soon they'll take me back down to New Orleans to face all the crimes that I've done. Then they'll tie me to an old ball and chain until my earthly race is run.
Sample of another kind of blues is the kind that Alton and Rayburn Delmore used to play, a song they called Big River Blues. Actually, sometimes it was called Deep River Blues. All the same difference. I listened to those boys, and then I heard a fella named Travis, Merle Travis, play the guitar. And I thought about trying to put one of their songs into his style. I worked out this part pretty easy. After I'd been practicing about 10 years, I began to get to where I could get the lead note in, sound a little like this. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, boys. I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. My old gal's a good old pal, and she walks like a waterfowl if I get them deep river blues. There ain't no one to cry for me, and the fish all go out on a spree if I get them deep river blues. Give me back my old boat, I'm gonna sail if she'll float, 'cause I got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times get better there, I'm told, Lord, I got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see, boys, I've got them deep river blues. Now I'm gonna say goodbye, and if I sink, just let me die, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I've got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
Just incredible stuff. He mentioned at the top there, I kind of zoned out, but I think he said that he learned that song from Merle Travis, which Merle Travis, another incredible guitar player, but, and this ties into something I was talking about earlier, about how it's weird that we call Bill Monroe the inventor of bluegrass, because like music doesn't work like that. You don't just invent new genres. And that's an example of it. Merle Travis learned a lot of his style, or at least, you know, through other people, was influenced by Arnold Schultz. He was a fiddler, mandolinist, guitarist, who played the blues, but was never recorded. And Bill Monroe actually cites Arnold Schultz as basically teaching him how to incorporate the blues into bluegrass, which that bluesy sound is such a defining feature of so many bluegrass songs like Deep River Blues, which is just one of the most famous. So yeah, there's people other than Bill Monroe. Probably worth noting, Arnold Schultz was black, and that probably contributes. There's a long history of black musicians influencing the development of bluegrass and other like folk traditions, and that history is often buried in favor of the all the white musicians that popularized it. But anyway, little tangent there. Next up, I'm gonna play another Billy Strings live cut. This is from the encore of his Denver show in October. It's Preacher and the Bear, which is, shoot, I forget who wrote it, but I know it as a Jerry Reed song. It's a little, we're deviating a little bit from bluegrass, but we've got the bluegrass instrumentation, and I just find this song so fun. And it's just a nice example of Billy incorporating a lot of different genres into his show, making him something special.
Out hunting, it was on one Sunday morn, and although against his religion, he took his gun along.
Well, he shot himself some mighty fine quail in one old measly hair. But on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear walked out upon the ground right up to the preacher's knee. Yeah, the preacher got so excited, he climbed up a sinning tree. The bear stayed down upon the ground, and the preacher climbed out on a limb. He cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies, and these words said to him, "Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel safely from the lion's den. You also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then cast the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. The good books do declare. Now, oh Lord, if you don't help me, just don't help that bear." I think it was all night. And he said, "Oh Lord, if you don't help me, you're gonna see one hell of a fight." About that time the limb let go, and the preacher come a tumbling down. Man, you should have seen him get his razor out before he hit the ground. He hit the ground, jerking right and left. Yeah, he put up a pretty good fight. Then the bear grabbed the preacher and squeezed him a little too tight. The preacher dropped his razor, man, but the bear held on with a grin. He cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies and once more said to him, "Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel safely from the lion's den. You also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then cast the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. The good books do declare. Now, oh Lord, if you don't help me, just don't help that bear." I said, "Now, oh Lord, if you don't help me, just don't you help that bear."
See you tomorrow night.
Well, the knife I'm having is a little too heavy. Mighty for my side.
Mighty
for my side. I'm an old buddy. Don't you roll so slow? How can I roll when the wheels won't go?
Thank you.
in this tunnel. That it ain't like mine. That it ain't like mine. Lemon on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I know when the wheels will roll?
That was 9 Pound Hammer by the Tony Rice All-Star Jam. All-Star Jam is right. We had Tony Rice on guitar in that, Sam Bush on mandolin, Mark O'Connor on fiddle, Bella Fleck on banjo, David Grisman on mandolin, and some other names. But, I mean, just them alone, that is a lineup. Every one of them. Some of the best musicians to ever do it. I love Tony Rice. You can really hear it in that clip. That was a live cut, of course. And you can just hear him when he improvises. He totally breaks form, and like that, I think that's often a criticism that's lobbed at bluegrass, is that it's very formulaic. There's rules to it. But Tony Rice really just breaks that and goes in insane places. Next up, I'm gonna take it into a bit of a different direction, sort of exploring the new areas that bluegrass is going, with Attaboy by Stuart Duncan, Edgar Meyer, Chris Thiele, and I'm finding the other name. Oh, and Yo-Yo Ma, of course. How could I forget? This is a cool. They got together. Chris Thiele, obviously, like probably the best mandolin player ever. And they recorded two albums together, and they're both pretty good. And so, yeah, with Yo-Yo Ma, really interesting stuff. Thank you. All right. This was Odds and Ends, a special edition of Odds and Ends. I'm Silas, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you guys, anyone that's listening at 1 a.m. for some reason, enjoyed that little bluegrass journey we went on. I'm so happy I got to indulge, because I don't play that kind of stuff on my regular show. I'm going to play one more song. It's maybe my favorite of, like, sort of the bluegrass canon, I guess, or the, you know, the standards. Angeline the Baker. This version is by the Wayfarers. And see you guys next week. Or actually, see you tomorrow. I'm going to sub for another show at 4 p.m. with a friend of mine. So, yeah. But then see you next week for the regularly scheduled Odds and Ends. You.